If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. That was a long breath there, wasn't it? So anyway, welcome to the program. And we are here every single Monday through Friday. And you can also hear us in your favorite podcast platform. So anyway, we're talking about a couple things this week. And one of the major things we're talking about is the reality that we live our faith in the real world. Kind of a good example to give, and I know this real well, is it was the case of someone who went to one of those weight loss organizations and lost weight. And the person who was describing this incident said that on the there was some kind of celebration after he had lost all the weight, and in the celebration they served birthday cake, and that led him to gain all his weight back. And the person describing this said, the reality is we have to live in the real world, and so you have to know how to deal with things when they aren't in this little box that you expect to live in. So that's one of the things we need to do. And she's describing that as someone who may have had total control of what he ate until finally he was in a situation where he didn't, and that threw him off. So the reality is that we have to live in the real world. And one of the most important things we need to do is to live in the real world is to understand that we're going to do the best we can to follow as the Lord calls us, and understand that if you are living in the real world, which we indeed are, and you do seek to live the gospel as the Lord calls us, then you are being a testament to others who are also living in the real world but aren't necessarily there. If, for example, you're talking to a high school student and some of his friends, which is different from the time now than it was when I was growing up, but some of his friends get into smoking pot and he doesn't want to smoke pot. By saying no, they are testifying to an alternative to not smoking pot, an alternative to smoking pot, by doing something else with their lives. And that's one of the ways we're called to live our faith. But notice, you're living your faith in the real world. I remember when I quit drinking, which was, I was in the Navy, many of you know my story, and I quit drinking. Well, I would still go to the enlisted men's club, or the petty officers club, I guess it would have been at the time. But I would realize that I had to live my life in a way that not only was I not going to drink, but I wasn't going to be a sourpuss because I wouldn't drink. So, for example, we were at the club, and you know, I grabbed my non-alcoholic beer, which I loved, or was it a soda or something? But I was one of the early people drinking non-alcoholic beer. And I love it to this day, but and it's gotten a lot better since the early days. But in response to that, I also would call out to the band some song that I'd want to hear very loudly and boisterously to show that I wasn't just sitting in the corner hiding because I was not drinking alcoholic beer. So you see, there was that reflection saying, just because I don't drink doesn't mean I can't have a good time. And that's one of the things that we may want to communicate in living our faith to the real world. I think I've told you the story. Well, I know I've told you the story which I still get a kick out of, when I was teaching religious ed, and I would take a quote from St. John Bosco, and he said, do all you want, do whatever you want, just don't sin. And I'd ask the confirmation students to write a list of things that are not sinning that they could do. And they wrote things like brushing your teeth, doing your homework, going to school. And I looked at them, you know, one of the times I taught this, I'd look at them and said, you guys ever hear of skydiving? And I explained to them that the list of things you can do that aren't sinning is a lot bigger than the list of things that you can do that are sinning. In fact, one of the things I always like to say when someone says, well, they haven't gone to confession in like 40 years, those are my shortest confessions. And the reason is because they're coming back to the church and they realize that what they actually did is they committed a small group of sins many, many, many times. But it shows that a world lost in sin is very small. And so one of the things we can do living in the real world is live the bigger picture, which is actually what faith is all about. It's the bigger picture. Well, what if you have someone in your house, maybe a son or daughter, maybe in the teenage years, who's acting in ways that you consider sinful, how do you deal with that? Well, your response to that situation is essential because that may be the difference of whether they return to the faith in the future. And if your response is you have to leave the house because whatever, you have committed some kind of sin that we won't tolerate in that house, well, you can do that, but what is the long-term effects of that? And are you going to make this person hate the church for all eternity, even though they're living in a way that might be sinful now? Good example that Fulton Sheen used to bring out was the case of an altar server who dropped the cruets, which are the little bottles that have water and wine, dropped one of the cruets and broke it, and the priest screamed at him and yelled at him for doing that. Well, the altar server walked out of the church and never went back to church. Whatever became of him, he became the dictator Tito, who ran Yugoslavia. So you can see that you want to respond in your faith in a way that's going to reflect your faith to those who may or may not believe. And you want to do it in a way that is loving, because love conquers a multitude of sins. So we understand that because we have to live our faith in the real world. And that's important. One of the things that we're dealing with, many of the detractors of the Pope, is he's trying to get people to live in the real world, and they're embracing a very black and white vision of the faith, and they're trying to act on it, and it's not working. And that's why they're so much against the Pope. And if you look at where they get a lot of their teaching, it is from the Council of Trent and maybe the Baltimore Catechism and everything else, which had a very black and white understanding of the faith. But the problem is you can't address the real world with this black and white understanding. And I'll give you a great example. I'm growing up in the 60s and 70s, but in the 60s, what would happen is people stopped getting married and they started living together. And what would happen is the parents would tell them you shouldn't be living together. And they would say, why not? And the parents would say, because it's a sin. And they would say, why is it a sin? And says, well, God said so. Why did God say so? And that was as far as they could go. They could not answer that question because they had a black and white understanding and not able to live their faith in the real world. So when you had someone who was who didn't understand the black and white and was living in the gray area, they couldn't address it. Whereas if you asked me, I could say it, I could give you an answer very quickly. Says, and that would be what the Lord is asking, actually showing us is how the real world works and how we are living in the real world and who we truly are and who we're called to be. And therefore, he's telling us to live certain ways that we may be part of the world that he is creating, and we may participate in that, and we may further that. But if we don't do that, then we're going to end up walking down a path that is not filled with that understanding, and it's going to eventually cause great problems. And I would say a good example is when we live by faith, we live by trying to, and we are people of prayer, we're trying to grow in divine wisdom. When we reject faith, we're just growing in human wisdom, and the difference between them two is what I like to bring up all the time, someone who's living, who's navigating a ship by true bearing, true bearings, which are bearings based on the compass that is rooted in the North Pole being the true north, or relative bearings, which is based on a compass that is fixed on the ship. So 000 true is always facing the North Pole. 000 relative is wherever the ship is facing, is heading. And that's the difference between divine wisdom and true wisdom and human wisdom. Divine wisdom is true wisdom, and human wisdom, which is powerful wisdom, but it's missing a part. So the expression I like to use is with true bearing, which is navigating, and 000 true is the North Pole, you can, using those bearings, you can navigate the world. With relative bearings, where 000 degrees is the very front of the ship, you can get lost in a bathtub. So you can see that. So what we're actually doing, and the reason why we're listening to what the Lord says, is he's offering us the 000 true understanding of who we are as human beings, instead of just the human understanding, which is equivalent to 000 relative, which really is going to get us lost. That's the way I would explain, in a way of trying to explain someone who's living in the real world, trying to understand how to live as a person of faith. We'll talk more tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.